Chapter 13, Mistakes to Avoid as You Move Forward. So I've shared with you 12 steps that will help you survive, move forward, and get past a breakup, a loss, a divorce. Now I'm going to share with you some mistakes to avoid and some things to keep in mind so that you can continue growing as a person and avoid falling into the same problems. So I'm going to mention a couple of mistakes that people make. So women tend to make the mistake that they say they want closure. And so they want to keep talking to their ex. They want to keep asking questions. And whatever you know, whatever you don't know, that's probably as much as you're going to get. And so more information isn't necessarily going to bring closure. What brings closure is the grief process. So there's this idea that more conversation is going to make you feel better, and it probably won't. In fact, it will probably make you feel worse. I would say the mistake men make is it's sort of the same thing, but it borders on stalking, where you start showing up where they work, where you wait for them in the parking lot or at their apartment, and you don't want to do that. You will scare the other person, and then you're going to create more problems for yourself. So again, whether you're male, whether you're female, whatever your situation, if you try to hold on to a person who has closed the door, you're going to make yourself feel worse, and it's a form of disrespect to yourself. It hurts, but you can get over this loss. The other thing I would say is learn what you can about yourself. Without blaming yourself, try to understand, okay, what do I need to notice? What do I need to understand about how I do relationships? This isn't so you can beat yourself up over any mistakes you made. We're all human, and we're all going to make mistakes. And there are aspects of relational connections that none of us are going to be good at everything, but you want to learn what you can. If you tend to jump into relationships too fast, if you tend to commit yourself too quickly, then those are things you want to learn, and you want to learn how to pace yourself, how to communicate, how to have boundaries. So learn what you can and take care of yourself and use your support. Many people ask, how will they know when they're ready to start a new relationship? So that kind of depends on how long you were with the person that you just broke up with. You should wait at least a year if you have gone through a divorce. And if you don't, the danger is that if you get in too soon, you're likely to make the same mistake. Or what I find very common is people go to the opposite extreme in the choice of a partner. So you don't want to rush into another relationship. You want to develop your friendships. You want to use your supports. You want to give yourself time to grieve before you get into your next relationship. I know this is difficult advice, but I find if people don't give themselves adequate time to grieve, they end up jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire. Many people find that they can use their faith to help them find comfort and peace as they process a loss. Psalm 34 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted." So take care of yourself, use your supports, follow the steps, and I remind you one more time, if you're having thoughts of harming yourself or another person, please see your doctor immediately. It will take time, but you can get through this.